know, I came in and I was lucky to have a guy like Scott and Mark to play next to. When I was out there swimming, you know, they were telling me what to do. So I was very lucky to come in and play next to some veterans like that. Yeah, I definitely think so. And like I was saying earlier, I think Coach Camp, you know, really pulled that out of me, you know, when I came in as a rookie, and has done a great job.
How different does this Bears team look than last year being on
20? Defensively, I think it's a very similar team. You know, they fly around the ball and they play fast. And you know, they try to get to the ball carrier fast, and that's a very similar team.
What about after lack of a back? What is he bringing?
I don't know. You gotta ask them. I don't know. I'm not at practice with them.
Okay. Just from seeing him on film, do you see any additional energy? Or obviously, it's very
vocal. Well, I mean, he's a veteran guy that's been there a while. Obviously, you know, he probably brings that veteran leadership to them. I really couldn't tell you. He's a good football player. He's been doing it a long time, so I'm sure it helps their defense out.
As far as the schedule, waiting for a game, how does that affect you?
Talking about Monday night?
Uh-huh.
We don't like it. We like the early games. We like to get up and play. It's tough sitting around the hotel. You get stiff a little bit, but, you know, that's what you got to deal with. Monday night game, you know, that pressure tends to build up all day, but then you get to go let loose at 7:30, so... it'll be fun at 7:30.
Yeah, but the whole world watches. It's a national spotlight. I mean, some of us guys, we had dreams of playing in your shoes.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's definitely nerve-wracking. Those first couple plays aren't too exciting. It's, I guess, too exciting, probably. It's really anxious waiting around, like I said. And then once you get those first couple plays out of the way, you get rid of the jitters, and it's down to business.
You have to worry about getting too hyped up for a game like this, so you don't want to be missing assignments, because you know the whole world's watching. I mean, you have to try to temper that a little bit.
Not me personally, but I mean, other people in the locker room probably. I don't feel like I don't have that problem. I don't overhype.
Yeah. What do you think about Urlacher? What's it like with him? He's getting up there in age. You're one of the young guys. I mean, does he have a step back? I mean, is he still that much of a force?
I mean, like I was telling her, I think he's a good football player. You know, he brings that veteran leadership to their team, I would imagine. But you know, he's a middle linebacker in this league, so he's pretty good. And Tommy's still Tommy. You know, he's still a quick player. I think he's just as quick as he was. You know, when I got in the league, you know, or, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when I was watching him. So I think Tommy's Tommy. He's going to play his football.
They say he's got a lot of tread on him. I mean, you read a lot about Tommy Harris. He said, you know, he's lost a little passion for the game. He's got too much tread. You don't agree?
I don't have a clue. I have to call him and ask him.
All right. Thank
you. Oh, I mean, he's I think he looks great on film. He's obviously a, you know, ninth-year guy, a veteran out there. He's smart, and I think he's playing hard. And, you know, he brings a lot of different things to the line. And, you know, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
These first two games, you know, there seems to be a lot fewer mental errors on offense, too.
Yeah.
This will be a challenge on Monday night. This will be the loudest place you've been in so far this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be loud over there. We need to... we have to get the tempo going and get our rhythm going to try and quiet the crowd early, and I think that's going to pay dividends for us.